The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights, curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. More skin cancer reported to FDA from patients on certain oral DMTs. Multiple sclerosis treatments belonging to the class of sphingolazine 1 phosphate, or S1P, receptor modulators, such as Mayzent, siponimod, Angelinia, fingolimod, may be associated with a greater likelihood of skin cancer, results from a real-world study suggest. The association was the greatest to a form of cancer called basal cell carcinoma, and was also observed for Lemtrada, alemtuzumab, and Mavenclad, cladribine, although to a lesser extent. Ocrevus, ocrelizumab, also seemed to increase the likelihood of melanoma. These findings, which stem from an analysis of skin cancers reported as treatment adverse events in the FDA Adverse Event Reporting System, or FAERS, highlight the need for close skin monitoring in patients receiving such therapies, the researchers wrote. The study, S1P Receptor Modulators in Multiple Sclerosis, Detecting a Potential Skin Cancer Safety Signal, was published in the journal Multiple Sclerosis and Related Disorders. S1P receptor modulators are a class of oral disease-modifying therapies, or DMTs, that work to trap immune cells inside lymph nodes, preventing them from getting into the nervous system and causing damage. Gilenia became the first treatment for this class to be approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration in 2018 and was closely followed by Mayzent in 2019, Zeposia, ozanimod, in 2020, and Ponvory, ponesimod, in 2021. In previous Phase 3 trials, people receiving these oral DMTs developed skin cancers more frequently than those on a placebo. However, evidence is insufficient to support a causative link, the researchers wrote. To explore the potential association between S1P receptor modulators and the development of skin cancers, a team at the Aristotle University of Thessaloniki in Greece examined the FAERS database for reports of basal cell carcinoma, squamous cell carcinoma, or melanoma among people receiving DMTs for MS. The international database records real-world spontaneous adverse events submitted to the FDA. The analyses included reports of skin cancer on a number of DMTs from 2004 to 2020. Medications included the improved S1P modulators Gilenia, Mayzent, and Zeposia, as well as interferon medications. Glatiramer acetate, sold as Copaxone, among others, Tecfidera, dimethyl fumarate, Aubagio, teriflunomide, Ocrevus, Lemtrada, and Mavenclad. After removing duplicated reports and those with incorrect or missing data, the final analyses included 203,196 reports, 994 of which were of skin cancer from individual MS patients. An initial analysis estimated the likelihood of developing any skin cancer on a given drug after accounting for age, gender, country, use of immunosuppressants, corticosteroids, and use of multiple DMTs. Results showed that Mayzent had the greatest association, increasing the likelihood of skin cancer by 9.7 times. Gilenia, Lemtrada, and Mavenclad also significantly increased the chances of having skin cancer, about 3 to 5-fold. But there were not enough reports of Zeposia to detect an association. The researchers then examined each DMT's association with the different forms of skin cancer. While Gilenia was associated with basal cell carcinoma, squamous cell carcinoma, and melanoma, Mayzent was only significantly associated with basal cell carcinoma, increasing the chances of that cancer by nearly 23-fold. Overall, this analysis of real-world data suggests a potential increased risk of skin cancer, particularly of basal cell carcinomas, in patients treated with Gilenia and Mayzent. Monitoring measures such as skin examination at baseline to screen for precancerous skin lesions or additional risk factors, regular dermatologic examinations, and patients' education for regular self-skin controls seem indicated for MS patients under treatment with S1P receptor modulators, the researchers wrote. A potential association between S1P1 modulators, as well as other DMTs, such as alemtuzumab and ocrelizumab, with melanoma warrants further investigation, especially since this type of skin cancer has a considerably worse prognosis than basal cell carcinoma, they concluded. Among other DMTs, Lemtrada was also significantly associated with all three forms of skin cancer, and Ocrevus was significantly associated with a higher likelihood of melanoma alone. This news article was written by Patricia Anasio, Ph.D., on February 22, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. Fall Down, Get Up Again, a column by John Connor, published on February 18, 2022. The supplements of mice and men. Roll up for all the fun of the fair. I swallow an awful lot of supplements. Have I also swallowed the Barker's patter? I don't think so. But I'm more than aware that if something works on mice, then the chances of it working on me are likely lower than winning one of them ginormous lotteries twice. My Epicurean larder has expanded largely because of my work here as the co-moderator of our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums. As such, I regularly peruse the output of our news section and trawl the net for other MS stories. Very rarely I get to them first. I'm especially chuffed if it's new research. For last week's column, I compiled all of the prescribed pills I have to consume. There are so many that it turned into a Herculean task. That may be a tad hyperbolic, as I didn't have to kill the Hydra or capture the three-headed dog that guards the entrance to the underworld. I'm thankful, as Cerberus does indeed pace the entrance, typical of hell, to be at another establishment that doesn't offer disabled access. I wrote a column about supplements in February 2018. I'll precise the ones I'm still taking. One has disappeared entirely, as scientists found that it didn't work. I buy capsules if possible. Enough preamble, let's get stuck in. It's a long list. Of course, you should always consult your medical team before taking any new vitamins or supplements. St. John's wort. It can help to calm inflammation, something many MSers dread. My wife Jane scoffs at me for this because she's been taking the supplement on and off for years. I had to wait till there was a peer-reviewed paper about its relation to MS. Still, it doesn't stop her from half-inching mine. That's Cockney rhyming slang for pinching. This column is all about education. Vitamin D3. Big yes. It's been proven that low blood levels of vitamin D can increase susceptibility to MS and contribute to a more severe disease state. Studies have also found that taking this supplement can help to ease MS symptoms. So what's not to like? Flaxseed oil. A rodent study on neonatal hypoxic ischemic encephalopathy found that flaxseed mitigates brain mass loss, improving motor hyperactivity and spatial memory. Perhaps it can offer similar benefits for MS patients. Taurine. There's evidence that suggests this natural metabolite might help with remyelination. It's also one of the main ingredients in energy drinks, so at the very least, maybe it can keep us awake. In capsule form, there's little temptation to add vodka to it. Turmeric, curcumin. An article published in the journal Neurological Sciences noted that, quote, studies have reported curcumin as a potent anti-inflammatory, antioxidant agent that can modulate cell cycle regulatory proteins, enzymes, cytokines, and transcription factors in CNS-related disorders, including MS. I'm British and therefore love curry, but I could never eat the recommended amount of curcumin, the primary active compound in turmeric, so I take a supplement every morning. The label says that it contains added black pepper extract to add absorption. I have no idea if that's scientifically accurate, but since I put pepper on anything savory anyway, bring it on! Yum! Kombucha, and recently, vegan kefir. I jumped on this particular wagon well before the band got on board. There's been increasing interest in how our gut microbiome may affect our brain. Both of these drinks, there's also plenty of fermented milk kefir products out there, have billions more microbes in them than regular probiotic ones. This may help to lower inflammation levels. Vitamin B12. Stand easy, this one is just because I'm vegan. It's a vitamin often found in meat and fish. N-acetylglucosamine. Levels of this simple amino sugar, not for me, Gov, are often low in people with progressive forms of MS. That's me all over. Ursolic acid. This compound, found in some fruit peels, was found to aid myelin repair in a mouse model. It must take ages to find a mouse model that wouldn't scamper off the damned runway. The supplement has become increasingly available because it's used by many bodybuilders. Vitamin C. At ease, MSers. This one's just for me. I've been combining it with the antibiotic nitrofurantoin, which I've been taking for over a year now via a specialist urologist. It finally seems to be conquering my chronic urinary tract infections. Lion's mane. The extract is derived from the mushroom of the same name. There's no solid research about its effects on MS patients, but it's believed to have many health benefits, including nerve cell repair. I had no idea about it until my youngest son gifted it to me for Christmas. Lipoic acid. This antioxidant has been shown to slow brain atrophy in secondary progressive MS patients. Clinical studies are ongoing. Trehalose. This sugar molecule helped to clear myelin debris in a mouse model. It seems that mouse must be fighting fit by now. I have to munch through this lot in addition to my prescribed pills. No wonder I struggle to get anything done. To read more columns from John Connor and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.